yo' hammer, see how yo' hammer, the rest can go and play. Can't touch this. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, the mama. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Mara, the girl I adore. Wanna listen to my new album? It's polka rap.
No.
As in no thank you?
As in no, go home.
Well, you seem sad, sweetums. Tell little Lurky what's bothering you. And he'll make it all better. Oops.
Look, I'm too tired for this. I got up at 3 a.m. to stand in line for Johnny Gill concert tickets.
Oh, really? Did you get them?
No. After standing in line for 6 hours, they said they were sold out. Man, I'd do anything to go to that concert.
Oh. Anything?
Yeah. Are those what I think they are?
Well, let's see. They appear to be concert tickets. I wonder what concert they're for. Johnny Gill. My, my, my. Whoa!
I want those tickets.
What? Mara, as you know too well, these tickets are hard to come by. You could, however, accompany me to the concert as my date.
No way, never, it ain't gonna happen.
All right, suit yourself. I'll just have to take somebody else. But next Friday night, you'll be stuck here with your principals while Johnny Gill sweats all over my mother. Yes! Da-da-da-da. Da-da. Da-da. Can't touch this. Da-da.
Or did I not tell Edward to empty the incinerator?
Yes, you did.
Well, it is not empty, Harriet. It is not empty at all. In fact, do you know what it is, Harriet?
Full?
It's full, Harriet. Completely, overflowingly full. It is full, Harriet.
So, what you're saying is, it's full.
Come on, Harriet. I want to know why my instructions were not followed.
Well, Edward said something important came up, and he promised he'd empty the incinerator tomorrow.
Typical. It is always tomorrow with that boy. Clean up your room, Edward. Tomorrow, Dad. Take out the trash, Edward. Tomorrow, Dad. Pass the salt, Edward. Tomorrow, Dad. Ha 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 are you going to the store?
Tomorrow, dear.
Real cute, Harriet. Real cute. Uh-huh. Which one of our gangster children did this?
Did what?
Leave an empty milk carton in the refrigerator. I hate that. I open the door, I see milk. I get my hopes up, and then they're dashed.
It's a plot, Carl. The kids and I are deliberately draining this house of milk and root beer. We're not gonna rest until we've made your life a living hell.
Well, it's working, Harriet. It's really working.
Did you have a bad day?
I had a great day. What are you talking about?
Carl, why are you in such a foul mood?
I am not in a foul mood.
You most certainly are.
Look, let's get one thing straight here, Harriet. This is my mood. And I should know whether it's foul or not. And my mood is not foul. It's fair. Okay? I am in a fair mood, Harriet. All right.
Fair enough, Carl.
All right. And what are you looking at?
Good question.
Show off.
Who put a flapjack in his shorts?
I don't want to talk about it, Harriet.
Come on, Carl. Talk to me. What's really bothering you?
Harriet, tomorrow it'll be exactly 1 year since it happened.
Oh, that. Carl, you've got to let go of that. It wasn't your fault. Everybody said so. The department even gave you a commendation.
Oh, yeah. I got a commendation, but an innocent person died. I can't let go of that, Harriet. I just can't let go of it.
Carl?
Yeah?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You okay?
Well, I woke up and I couldn't get back to sleep, so I figured I'd make myself a sandwich.
I hope you didn't have to beat up on the bologna.
No, it surrendered peacefully.
What are you watching?
We've just received word that a hostage situation has occurred on State Street.
Honey, why are you doing this to yourself?
Let's go live now to Karen Costa at the scene.
An hour ago, a man entered this convenience store and attempted to rob it. The clerk activated a hidden alarm and police quickly responded. The suspect then took an elderly man hostage, a Mr. Charles Mallory, and held a gun to his head as he walked out to his car. And then, for no apparent reason, the suspect shot the hostage. He was immediately apprehended, but unfortunately, his victim has been pronounced dead at the scene.
With me is Officer Carl Winslow. Officer Winslow, congratulations on capturing the suspect.
Thank you.
Were you aware that he had taken a hostage?
Well, yes. The suspect didn't appear to be rational, and he repeatedly made threats that he would shoot his hostage if we didn't let him get to his car.
What did you do?
Well, I felt that he would make good on his threats, so I did what he asked.
In retrospect, do you wish you had handled the situation differently?
I don't know.
Thank you, Officer Carl Winslow. This is Karen Koster reporting live for Channel 8 News.
Listen to me, Carl. That was a year ago. It was not your fault.
I know that here. But the problem is, I'm not sure I know that here.
Just went out to get my mail. Look, I finally got my hunk of a month calendar.
Is Laura home?
No.
Mind if I pick your brain?
Pick away, baby.
Well, you see, here's the skinny. I bought two tickets to a concert that Laura wants to go to and offered to take her as my, get this, a date.
That's nice.
Well, no, it's not nice.
It's not?
Well, Laura doesn't want a date with me.
Are you sure?
Oh, positive. When I suggested it, her lovely eyes were momentarily clouded with nausea.
I don't know what's wrong with that girl. You're a fine young man and would make a wonderful catch.
How many times have I said that to myself? But what do you think? Should I use the tickets to get your gorgeous granddaughter to go to the concert with me?
Steve, I know the kind of person you are, and I just can't believe that you'd ever use blackmail.
Oh, I was afraid you might say that. Well, there goes my date.
Oh, honey, give her time. She'll come round.
Yeah, well, I just hope she falls in love with me while I'm still young enough to do something about it.
I was just thinking the same thing about Mr. February.
Down.
Well, now, I may not always be cooking, but my pilot light is always on.
Mr. Mallory, my name is Carl Winslow, and I'm a police officer. Well, actually, I guess you know who I am. But I came here today to get something off my chest, Mr. Mallory. You know what happened? Happened a year ago. But what happened happens again and again in my mind. I close my eyes and I see that man holding you. I see that gun pressed against your head. And I see the fear on your face. But what I don't see, Mr. Mallory, is that one second, that one fraction of a second when I could have taken him down. It was there. It had to be there. If only I had seen it and done something. You might be alive today, Mr. Mallory. But I missed. And I just want to say that I'm so sorry, Mr. Mallory. I am so very sorry.
Officer,
Yes.
I'm Helen Mallory. Charles was my husband.
Oh, Mrs. Mallory.
Let's sit a moment. I should apologize for listening to you.
No, that's all right.
Can I ask you something?
Oh, sure.
Do you ever ask yourself why you had to be the policeman who got there first?
Mrs. Mallory, I ask myself that question a million times a day. But I guess you ask yourself why your husband had to be the one to be there that night.
No, I don't. He was there because I asked him to go. We were home watching television, and I mentioned that I wanted some ice cream. So Charles said he dashed to the store. So he got up, cussed the dog for chewing on his hat, and left my life forever. For a long, long time, I found it difficult to live with the fact that if I hadn't asked Charles to go to that store, he would still be with me.
Oh, but Mrs. Mallory, there was no possible way you could have known what would happen. It wasn't your fault.
I know. But it took me a long time to realize that. And now, you must realize that it's not your fault either. Okay?
Okay.
This. I'm definitely gonna have to have a long talk with Laura.
What?
Look what I found. A hunk of the month calendar.
Well, now, don't be too hard on her. It's just a phase.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, sweetie. Carl, you're in a great mood.
Yes. I feel better than I have in a very long time.
Really?
Yep.
What happened?
Well, I'll explain later. But right now, I want to apologize to everybody for my behavior lately. And I want to make it up to you. So, what say, let's all go out for dinner and a movie, huh?
Oh, sounds good. Great. Right. Oh, my goodness. I'm...
Sweetheart, where's the paper?
In the kitchen, hiding from you.
Yes, Lord.
Winslows. I'm here.
Evening, Steve.
Oh. Hello, Estelle. Once again, your astounding beauty has snuck up behind me and clubbed me senseless.
Thanks, you sweet talking you.
Steve, why don't you dress? We'll be late for the concert.
Oh, Mommy. Whoa. Laura, you're beautiful. You're gorgeous. What happened to the rest of your pants? Oh, well, I'm afraid I'm not going, Cuddle Lips. Here, take Maxine with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Great! What?
Well, I'm too big a man to take advantage of your unseemly lust for a prognathous pop star.
Steve, I'm not sure what you said, but it sounds like you're letting me off the hook. Thanks, Steve! I just called Maxine.
Wait a minute.
Why?
This is the trick.
Well, whatever do you mean?
Steve, if I take these tickets, I'll owe you. I'll owe you big. And you're just sneaky enough to use that advantage to make me go out with you later. Well, I'm not falling for it.
But Turtle Dove,
forget it, Steve. You'll date me tonight.
But Honey Bee,
come on, let's go over to your house and get you ready.
Okay. If you insist. Estelle! Thanks for the advice. How can I ever thank you?
Bring me a John and Gail t-shirt.
Oh, you got it.
Now have a good time here.
Good. It'll be magnificent.